Now, what would be the preferred term nowadays among blacks?
Most blacks would prefer black.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. What would be insulting?
Nigger, I suppose. Yeah. To some people, it wouldn't. It doesn't insult.
Some blacks not insult about it?
Nah.
What type?
Oh,
you
yeah.
About age group or what?
Mostly an age group. Now, the younger ones are not really. The teenagers, the students in school, are not really that much insulted by it. Those that have been insulted by it have been told by their parents and not let anybody call you that, you know. Mm-hmm. But most of the ones whose parents haven't mentioned anything to them about it, they don't even. Yeah. It doesn't bother them.
What one of these students you're talking about is a white student came up and called him a nigger. You wouldn't get.
Oh, no, he just probably called a white student a nigger too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's just a general term of abuse?
Yeah, that's the way they're doing it now. Mm-hmm. The schools that work.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, what about the word coach?
You don't hear it.
You don't hear it?
No, real seldom. You ever hear it.
Would that have any offensive connotations?
No, I've never seen it have any offensive connotations.
What about Negro or Negro?
Middle-aged people and people as young as I am, or maybe a little younger, would be probably offended by Negro. Yeah. It seems like it's a conscious attempt to say it like that.
Dehyphalute Negro.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And Negro and Negress, you know, mm-hmm. Like it's a male and female of some animal, a little lower animal.
Do you mind if I ask if you've heard some terms of abuse that white people
use? No.
What about spade?
Yeah, I've heard that. Mm-hmm. I read it in magazines.
Do you still occasionally hear it?
No, I don't hear it at all.
Would that be considered offensive?
Not really. Not that, no. You know, anything can be offensive when taken away you mm-hmm. say it, but you know, not just right off the bat, you know. There was a time, if you said nigga, you had a fight, you know. Mm-hmm. Somebody stood behind you and said it, and you hadn't said it. And mm-hmm. there was a black standing there, and he looked and saw you.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Yeah. But since you have heard it, the word is?
Spade is not offensive. No.
What about
family? That was sort of before my time. I heard about people being called, and I've seen it, you know, in writing, but I really don't know how people reacted to that. I would think they probably reacted to it the same way as it did monkey. It didn't really bother that much. Of course, it might be a little bit offended by it, but they generally call some other name, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've heard people say they, when they heard something like that, they would call, if it was a white person calling them that, they would retort by calling him Peckerwood or something like that, you know. And it would progress on the whatever it was going to progress to, you know.
But the word is?
Now, not offensive. It probably was very offensive at one time.
Mm-hmm. But just to say the word is?
Not offensive.
I'm just trying to get you to pronounce it.
Oh, coon.
Yeah, since you've heard it.
Oh, yeah.
Just for reference. What about Jungle Bunny?
Oh yeah, the only time I've ever heard that was on an album, I believe, by who, Richard Pryor or somebody. Yeah. Yeah.
He's in bad shape nowadays, isn't he?
It took him. They removed him from the critical list, though.
Mm-hmm.
He's
in
serious, serious condition now.
Yeah.
So it's an upgrading of his condition.
Hey, he's about one of the funniest men I've ever heard.
Yeah.
He made a movie of Richard Pryor in concert. It's just a film of one of his live shows.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen it yet, but I understand.
It's sure in Memphis.